Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa addressed reporters in Cairo, where the organization has its headquarters.
The situation is very serious and very dangerous. At the same time, we are not convinced that the decision taken or the steps taken within the criminal court now have been well considered. That's why we need to consult and take a collective stand in cooperation with the African Union and in consultation with the United Nations. All of us are very concerned about the repercussions of that step that has been taken last week.
Moussa said he would travel Sunday to Sudan, following an Arab League foreign ministers meeting Saturday in Cairo. The chief of protocol at Sudan's foreign ministry, Ali Yusuf, said Sudan requested the meeting.
The aim is to show solidarity with the Sudanese leader that the ICC has no right to indict the president, and there is no evidence that links the president to the atrocities that took place in Darfur, that the judicial system in the Sudan is capable of addressing all the issues of human rights violations and all the crimes that took place in Darfur.
Egypt and China have also expressed concern about the consequences of the decision to charge Mr. Bashir. The ICC's chief prosecutor is seeking an arrest warrant for the Sudanese president on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his role in the conflict in the western region of Darfur. While many in Sudan, including opposition political parties, have expressed concern with the announcement, the prosecutor's decision has been largely welcomed by rebel leaders in Darfur. Suleiman Marajan is commander of one of the Sudan Liberation Movement's many factions.
It is very good for us. We are very glad because Bashir has done many things bad in Darfur. They are killed all the civilians in Darfur. He killed many people in Darfur. All the people in Darfur now, they are very glad to this action.
Meanwhile, the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping mission in Darfur continues to relocate non-essential staff members due to concerns about retaliation for the Bashir charges. Spokesperson Josephine Guerrero says about 100 people had left by late Wednesday.
The first group left yesterday. Some are going to neighboring countries. And relocation also means within Darfur. So some offices within Darfur were just moving some staff around. And also movement within Sudan. So some may be moving from Darfur to other bases in Sudan.
The UN decision to increase the security level was also precipitated by an ambush on the patrol last week that killed 7 peacekeepers. Guerrero said the peacekeeping patrols are continuing as normal. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.